And we are live at Target Field. Jason, Drive Time with DeRussia. In effect, we are streaming as well on YouTube and on X and Facebook and on the Odyssey app all throughout Minnesota, Wisconsin, and throughout the world. It is great to be with you at Target Field. Sunny, warm, beautiful, ready for some baseball as we are in the middle of a big, long homestand. Sort of a celebratory start of summer feel when you get out here in the heat. We had our first full day of summer on Saturday, and it certainly felt like it. So a good chance to get out here. We'll be talking Twins baseball throughout the show. The good, the bad, and the ugly, let's be real. Like, it has been an ugly stretch for sure, and Derek Falvey will join us at 3:35. I start with Iran, because like many of you, this weekend has felt like a flashback. It has taken me back to being a young man, uneasy, uncomfortable, sort of watching like a what felt like a video game playing out on TV. For a whole generation, the U.S. launching an attack on Iran and on their nuclear capabilities over the weekend stirred up all of the fear that they have not really had to deal with at all. A fear of, am I going to get called up in a draft? Is that going to come back? Is this going to develop into a larger war? Or will we be successful in shutting off a rogue nation developing a nuclear weapons program through a limited attack? Now, today, retaliation. And the question for you and the question for all is, what do? When the United States launches an attack on Iran, and Iran responds in a way that I have some questions about. And we're going to speak with an expert for the University of Minnesota who will talk a little bit about that. But this question of what do? It's hard not to react emotionally, right? Because our attack on Iran was very specifically targeted to go after the fact that they're building a nuclear weapon. And Iran with a nuclear weapon is not a situation that I think any of us want to have. You knew Iran was going to respond. The way they've responded, and this happening just over the last couple of hours, to me, it sure feels like a phony response, right? Like a response to save face. Iran specifically saying, we launched the number of bombs in Qatar on a U.S. military base, the same number of bombs that the U.S. launched on us. So they're giving that message that, like, all right, this was a reasonable response. But then on top of it, they... in much of the reporting saying that they told Qatar that it was coming. So get ready, boys, because we're coming. So what does that say to you? To me, it says we're trying to save face in a country that has just seen us get our absolute butt kicked by Israel and then by the United States. And so we have to respond. You know, I was talking to my kids and I was talking to my father-in-law who fought in Vietnam. So my father-in-law, not exactly the king of empathy for nations like Iran. And he said something that I thought was very interesting. He said, you know, you can understand why the Iranian people were out of their minds protesting and taking to the streets against Israel's attack on them. Because all they know for their whole life is that they are the good guys. And the U.S. and Israel are the bad guy. And that's what they've been taught. That's their worldview. And I thought that was very interesting coming from my father-in-law, because you think about the Vietnam War, and let's be realistic about what was going on there. For many American soldiers, you didn't know who the good guys or the bad guys were when you were out in those kind of, in the swamps and in in the fields of Vietnam. You didn't know. And so the fact that the U.S. military today is trying to be surgical and trying not to have what we sort of grossly call collateral damage, I think is good. And the fact that my father-in-law is looking at that and saying, like, well, like, I also understand where the people of Iran are coming from, and you don't want to hurt people who, you know, they, what did they do? I thought that was quite interesting. It's something to think about as we now look at, and knowing that today President Trump and the whole U.S. military apparatus meeting in the Situation Room, because now we've been attacked. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, the gut when we are attacked is that we respond twice as hard, because we're America. We also say we maybe did what we need to do for now. This is me just giving my thought on this, right? Like, I'm not a military analyst. I can't tell you. I think I'm reacting to this stuff just like you guys are. We're like, okay, is this okay? Is this okay? Can we say we took out their nuclear capabilities? And there will still be time to tell exactly how devastating was our attack to their nuclear capabilities. But all indications right now is that it was real devastating. Did we eliminate the target? If anyone says they know, they're lying. Most of the information that is being spread around, I feel, you're like, you hear something, and you're like, all right, I'll check back in 2 hours. Because initially, around noon today, you're hearing Iran launched an attack on a U.S. military facility. Well, then you hear they gave Qatar a heads up. None of the Qatari military was stopping most of these missiles. You're watching these videos and seeing the military intercepting these missiles before they have a chance to do any damage. Texts are saying, hold tight on any further attacks because the regime is crumbling fast. But I get the gut level reaction of they sent missiles at our military base. I also think our military knew this was going to be the logical response. And hopefully enough action was taken to get our soldiers who are over there out of the line of fire. Let's break right now, because I want to bring in an expert from the University of Minnesota. As I said, I'm reacting, I think, like a lot of you guys are. It is like Iraq War flashbacks. It's Ayatollah flashbacks. And it's a new world. So what do we need to know about that? Dr. Mark Bell, a professor of political science for the University of Minnesota, who is an expert in nuclear proliferation, nuclear weapons, which is at the heart of all of this. We'll talk with him in just a minute here on Drive Time with DeRussia.